And let's go now to NPR's Ruth Sherlock, who's in the southern Turkish city of Antakya.
Driving into Antakya now, we're just passing building after building that has flattened. One of the city's hospitals is literally on its side. The building's tilted, broken, rubble all around it, windows smashed. There are civilians digging through the rubble. There's just simply too many flattened buildings for emergency services to get to. So it's the civilians that are left to dig for their loved ones. Hamide Mansuroglu is in front of a half-collapsed building. She says her son, 42-year-old Sadat, is trapped inside. When she couldn't reach him on the phone the morning of the earthquake, she and her other son, Ayhem, ran over to his home there.
They found him.
Who found him? Oh my God, how did she find him?
His brother dug with his hands to find him.
She says they found him trapped on what was the fourth floor of the building that has pancaked in on itself, and he's still alive. I'm with Erin O'Brien, a freelance journalist here for The Economist, who helps me translate.
Yesterday morning, she said, "Could you move your foot if you can hear me?"
And he moved it. Rescuers and volunteers tried to get him out, but didn't have the right equipment. Now, more than 36 hours later, men have come with an excavator to try to free him. Chunks of concrete are being bashed away near where Sadat is, and his mother is clearly terrified, but all she can do is watch. Every time the bulldozer gets close to where her son is, she winces in pain, watching and like begging them to go gently, go carefully. But the reality is that to try to reach him, they have to remove this thick layer of concrete. But in doing that, they might well crush him. "What are you doing?" she shouts, hands to her head. Stop digging, they're going to go and climb into the space where they think he might be. It's incredibly dangerous because the whole building could collapse even on top of the rescue workers. They're telling everybody to be silent. Try to hear for signs of life at this point. They might have found him. But if that's the case, it's not good news. They've turned away and they're walking back. Look like they're going to talk to the mother now. The mother's fallen to her knees, weeping, sobbing. Here comes the body in a, wrapped in a blanket, carrying him in a blanket towards his mum and his family. They gather around him and we give them the privacy to mourn. We decide to move further into the city. We're close to the centre now. The road is blocked. Cars turn back, so we're going to walk. Some people are walking out of the city with possessions in plastic bags. Others just walking down the middle of the road in tears, lost. This earthquake happened in the dead of night here. Most people were in their beds sleeping. We can only begin to imagine how many people are under the rubble. So much dust and debris. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 bodies lying on the street in front of a building. Nobody is around, just left on the side here.
Ölmüş sahipleri yok. Suriyeli
onlar. Suriyeli onlar.
Suriyeli.
A rescue worker nearby says he thinks the dead are a Syrian family. This city is close to the border with Syria, where there's a war, so there are thousands of refugees here. He says this part of the city is so destroyed that few are likely to survive. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Antakya.